It has been said that the best reason to study a foreign culture and its language is to acquire a better understanding of one's own. This does express a truth. One cannot learn attributes and values in a vacuum, nor when so close to the subject, one cannot see one's own shadow. A proof of this is that some of the worst racial hatred is reserved for those the most alike. Greeks dislike Turks, and Turks dislike Greeks. Although, really, Greek coffee and Turkish coffee are the same. The French irritate Americans, and Americans irritate the French. But our love of independence, for which we both fought a revolution, is the same. Protestants and Catholics have recently made progress in their age-old argument about whether faith or good works is more important. Although common sense would conclude that one necessitates at least some of the other. Muslim Sunni fights Muslim Shiite, and Shiite fights Sunni. Although for both, there is no God but God. Globally, the three monotheistic faiths, Christian, Muslim, and Judaic, cannot agree that that God is in actuality the same God. For example, recently there has been upset among Muslims to find that some Christian Catholic readings are referring to God as Allah. Could it be that these differences, in some mysterious way, are instrumental to humankind's moral evolution? The Quran touches on this paradox when it says in chapter 49, verse 13, "Behold, we have created you all out of the male and female and have made you into nations and into tribes so that you might come to know one another." The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice not only in the common life that makes up the many one, but in the differences that enrich the human tapestry. So may it be.